Inconceivable!
Will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary?
Is there air? You don't know!
Hey, don't touch that dial. You found Secular Yakking.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Amy.
After years.
Many years of yakking at each other.
We're here to yak at you.
So sit back and enjoy the yakking.
Hey, all you yakkers out there. Hope you had a wonderful weekend.
Yeah, hope so. Some did, some didn't.
Yep.
We've had a busy weekend because all we are is a taxi service to our kids.
Apparently.
Which I'm sure many are. But it seems to be as the teenage years when they're not quite driving yet, that's all you flip and do.
Yep. Well, guess what?
What's that?
Halloween's coming.
Yeah, gosh, don't remind me. I got a party to throw for a bunch of teenagers. So just even more work.
Yeah, I'll let you handle that.
Yeah, it's typical.
But we'll get on with the show.
Yes, please. Let's do.
Pastor says Christians should not celebrate Halloween.
They often say this.
Yeah, this guy's got some extra stuff to say about it.
Of course.
So Jamie Morgan, pastor of Life Church in Williamston, New Jersey, has said that true Christians shouldn't celebrate Halloween for the following reasons.
Okay.
Witchcraft is clearly detestable by the Lord.
Yeah, okay.
Shouldn't something that glorifies witchcraft, just take a walk through any Halloween store, be detestable to me as well?
Now, let me ask you this. Just a side note, sidestepping here. Is witchcraft even mentioned in the Bible, by the way?
Yeah, thou shalt not. Deuteronomy 18:10-3, thou shalt not suffer a witch
to
live. Right.
Okay, so he likes to take this part literal.
Yeah.
Okay,
and he probably takes a lot literal.
Well, I don't know. I think they're pickers and choosers.
Well, you know they are.
Yeah, go.
Next, Halloween is a sacred high holiday for Wiccans, the official religion of witchcraft. I don't think he knows much about Wiccans.
You think?
Is this a holiday Christians should celebrate alongside Wiccans?
So is this like things he's quoted saying?
Yeah, he has. This is an article he wrote.
Okay.
So there's more to it that I just picked out the really cool stuff.
Right.
Is it cute when we dress our kids like the devil or witches, ghouls, scary characters, etc.? Isn't it, well, demonic?
Well, what about if we dressed as Jesus?
That would be fine,
does he have
probably.
A problem with the angels, though? There's a bunch of little girl angels that run around out there.
I know.
So, what's his issue?
I know. Does Halloween bring glory to God?
Sure.
No.
Technically.
No.
Oh, he says no. I say sure.
It glorifies the devil. Nuff said.
Nuff, as in N-U-F-F.
Yes,
give
nuff.
Me a break. Okay, first of all, he has the issue with we're technically glorifying the devil, right? Is that his thing?
That is correct.
Okay, now, forgive me if I'm wrong, but doesn't, like, God and the devil go hand in hand? You can't have one without the other kind of thing.
Yeah, that's true, but they're not glorifying the devil.
It's still stupid.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, come on.
All right, we have a little more.
Of course.
Setting aside a day to celebrate evil, darkness, witchcraft, fear, death, and the demonic brings disdain to God.
That would be
Period.
Sunday.
Period.
No, that would be Sunday.
Sunday.
Uh-huh.
How do you figure?
If they read the Bible, it's got the fear, the death, the demonic. You just read your Bible.
All right. A Christian celebrating Halloween would be like Satan worshiper putting up a nativity scene at Christmas while singing Happy Birthday, Jesus.
That's just ridiculous. Well, I mean, come on.
But what is a Christian to do when a trick-or-treater comes to the door?
Oh, I can guess.
Give them some Jesus.
As in pamphlets. Preaching.
Or preaching, yeah.
Yeah. That actually, I think, would scare a kid more.
I think so.
I really do.
I think that's getting in line for an egging.
Well, yeah, for the older kids, yeah. But, I mean, if you think about it.
You get eggs.
You're coming up to the door, and as every other door they've gone to, trick or treat, put candy in my bag, I walk off. If you open the door and some guy starts talking to you about Jesus and the God and all this, you're going to scare the crap out of him. I mean, truly.
I know. But maybe we shouldn't tell the pastor about his pagan roots of Christmas.
Well, I was going to say, did he not quite obviously get where all this comes from? I mean,
probably not.
Actually, I don't think they ever do. I mean, really. It's all from paganism.
It's all pagan.
Yes, it all is. And I don't know. I love how they warp it around and, you know, they do this and that. And this works for them, this doesn't work for them.
Right.
But then again, they also go for the trunk or treating, and I'm sorry, I cannot stand trunk or treat.
I agree.
That's the stupidest damn thing ever.
All right. I think we'll move on to something just as scary.
All right, go for it.
School officials have a racist costume.
Okay.
Leanne Wall, who serves as principal of Iota Middle School, and her husband, Jephthah Wall, could not get a more religious name than Jephthah, who is a coach at Crowley High School, both in Louisiana, decided to get their costume ideas from the People of Walmart website. In case you're not familiar, People of Walmart is people who have taken pictures of the weird and kind of gross things people wear to Walmart.
Yeah, see, I didn't know that.
So we have a picture here that we're looking at, and I'll put it on the website.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
What the hell is that?
Yeah, I'm going to describe it, too. So Leanne's costume was clearly depicting a black welfare queen stereotype. She had long, bright green fake fingernails and carrying a smartphone with bright, glittery case and was wearing tights and a short miniskirt. A form-fitting tank top that revealed that she was obviously supposed to be on food stamps completed the ensemble.
What?
Her husband, Jephthah, is wearing a bandana at his waist and a fake handgun along with a t-shirt that says Baby Daddy.
God.
Yeah. What's worse is the couple is next to a shopping buggy with a sign that says, "You wait on payday, I'll be waiting on the first of duh month."
Wow.
And it's even more clear because there are black dolls inside the buggy.
Wait, scroll that picture up again. Are they freaking kidding? And these are educators?
Yes. This is not just, she's a principal.
No, really? Yes. That's insane.
So that is the most ridiculous thing I've seen.
Okay, even if they weren't in the education field, just this alone is horrendous.
Right.
And then just to put the education factor in, that makes it scary as hell. And they're teaching kids.
Right. This is what their moral standard says is okay for them to do.
Exactly. Well, okay, first of all, them being in the education field, their number one thing is anti-bullying. Right. Hello.
This is all about bullying. It's not just racism.
Bullying, here. Racism, stereotyping.
You got classism here, too, because they're making light of people in poor situations.
Yes, and it's, I have no words. This is just ridiculous.
Yeah, it's actually gross and sickening.
I mean, and they're just as proud as can be.
Yeah, they posted it on, and you know, had they not posted on Facebook, no one would ever know how racist and crappy they are.
Yeah.
But they're stupid and posted on Facebook.
Aren't they always?
Yes,
but
they are.
What's scary is the fact that they're teaching kids.
Yeah, that's why it's scary.
I mean, this sends so many messages to kids that are so wrong.
Right. And being in Louisiana, I'm fairly certain some of their kids shop at Walmart and have to deal with this stuff.
Yeah. I mean, that's just ridiculous and so distasteful.
Right.
And many other choice words. That's just ridiculous.
And now we have a message.
Go.
Hi, I'm Adam Collins, and I'm organizing the first ever Atheist of Facebook online convention.
First ever Atheist of Facebook online convention.
Atheist of Facebook online convention.
We're bringing this convention to you. To your home for free.
Again, it's free.
We have a huge, diverse set of speakers from all over the world speaking about all kinds of different topics of interest in atheism.
Atheism in America and how we can work to achieve social normalization.
Childbearing, motivational stuff for getting them politically active, making them aware that they can affect change.
Talking to your family about religion.
Black atheists, the minority within the minority.
Sexism in major world religions.
There's going to be a whole other kind of show coming out way.
On November the 7th.
November 7th.
And we'll be seeing you November 7th on our YouTube page. All the details are on the Facebook pages. See you there.
Hey, you know, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm gonna try and attend as much as I can. I mean, it's on a Saturday, so my Saturdays get pretty busy.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, unfortunately they are.
We'll see how it goes.
All right.
Something else scary. You ready?
All right, go for it.
Carson asked for Secret Service protection because progressives see him as a threat.
Carson, as in the president.
Oh, yeah. Presidential
hoping to be nominee. Yeah. Not
second in the Republicans.
See, yes.
Yes. Where was
I? He wants Secret Service protection.
Yeah.
Because progressives are a threat, or he sees them as a threat. Mm-hmm.
I got a quote, too.
Or they see him as a threat, is what he says.
Let's listen to what he
has to say.
Gotten Secret Service protection, you'll be getting it because of threats. How serious have these threats been, and what kind of threats have you gotten, Dr. Carson?
Well, I prefer not to talk about security issues, but, you know, I have recognized, and people have been telling me for many, many months, that I'm in great danger because, you know, I challenge the secular progressive movement to the very core. And, you know, they see me as an existential threat, and I know that. So, but I also believe in the good Lord, and, you know, we take reasonable precautions.
Do you believe that they have been very serious threats to you and your family?
I believe the threats are serious, yeah. They wouldn't even be considering this if the threats were not serious.
So there you have it. The secular progressives are threatening Dr. Ben Carson.
I find this so funny. I really do. They're out to get him.
Yeah, because he challenges.
Yes, we're so incredibly threatened by him. So we have to attack.
He needs to learn the difference between criticism and threatening.
This is ridiculous. I mean, come on. I actually could say that there's other candidates out there that are running that have a lot larger threats, I believe, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that person hasn't asked for protection yet.
No.
In fact, the other person who's already asked for protection, Donald Trump.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he did.
Okay, he could hire his own.
I know. Well, Carson could hire his own.
Well, that is true, too.
But, you know, what's scary is this guy's running for president.
Yeah.
And he thinks that basically there may be some death threats against him. I'm not saying there's not. Right. But I don't think they're very credible.
Well, and that's just... And the fact that he's saying it's the secular community that's out to get him.
So, it's ridiculous that his godliness is pissing us off so much we want to death threat him.
Well, exactly. I mean, hello, it's not really worth our time, first of all. And second of all, that's not how we roll.
I know. Okay, and I think we'll roll on from there.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Republican prophet demands to be mayor, threatens town with God's wrath if not elected.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Opal Covey is running for the fifth time for mayor of Toledo, Ohio. She says she was robbed of the votes of the 2013 election and has a message if she doesn't win this time.
Okay.
You want to hear it?
Sure, go.
It's good. It's really good.
Prior to our interview ending, I asked Covey, as is customary, if there is anything else she would like to add. After pausing, she offered this.
Great destruction will come up upon the Pippa-Pahashataya, Kuliasimahai, and the holy Antia, Hiko Kulia Nasai. Yay, my son, dala di di di, I see Koshantala Lololosi. Yay, my son, dala di di di, I see Koshantaya. Thank you, Jesus. That was a confirmation. If people don't give me what I earned in 2013 back, and I'm not on that seat in November, then you'll see God coming and visiting the city in the greatest destruction you have ever seen.
There you have it. From the mouth of Republican mayoral I don't even know what she is. But
she was speaking in tongues, right?
She went into tongues.
Oh, that's freaking awesome.
And that audio comes from NBC 24 out of Toledo. So just to give credit there.
Well, you just want to rush out and vote for her.
Yeah. She says that she was robbed because the political elites took her votes away in 2013. All 400 of them. That's how many she got in 2013.
But I like how she's basically cracking the whip that if you don't vote for me, all hell's going to break loose.
And she
believes, or she'll speak in tongues
or
again.
Or she'll speak in tongues at you.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I just couldn't pass that up. That's just too good.
That was awesome.
She believes there's thousands who support her in the city. But the powers that be, is what she says, won't let her win. And they've rigged every election she's ever been in. All five of them.
Then I guess God's just not on her side.
Well, she claims she has a direct link to God.
Well, then he's sucking at getting her through. Yeah, that's good stuff. I can't believe people are actually like that, but I suppose they are.
Yeah.
And let alone in front of media and whatnot like that. Yeah. And she wants to run for mayor.
Yeah.
God, that's good.
Yeah. I don't even know where to go from there.
It's, you know, you think that it would shock and amaze, but it's just getting comical. It truly is.
It is. Hey, here's something cool.
What?
Did you know that Sesame Street is adding on a new character?
I've heard,
so, actually. This character is called Julia, and she has autism.
I think that's great.
Some people don't.
Why?
They're anti-vaxxers.
That's just stupid.
Well.
What's their problem?
Vaccines cause autism. Did you know that?
Oh, God, that's all. God, people are great.
Yeah, I mean.
That's the new fad going around.
New fad, yeah.
That's what I call it, a fad.
It's only been debunked about a billion times.
Well, exactly my point. They just can't seem to let it go.
Right. So let's see what Health Ranger Adams of Natural News has to say about it.
Natural News. Okay, this will be good.
The rollout of Autistic Julia is Sesame Street's attempt to normalize vaccine injuries and depict these victimized by vaccines as happy, amazing children rather than admitting the truth that vaccines cause autism in some children and we should therefore make vaccines safer and less frequent to save those children from a lifetime of neurological damage.
Okay, first of all, do they love ignoring the facts that have already proven this to be wrong and false and nowhere near true?
Yeah.
I mean, why do they do that?
I've dropped people on Facebook for being less stupid than this guy.
Well, why do they just bluntly ignore the fact that we've already proven that?
Yeah, the study they're working off of is a 15, 20-year-old study. I don't remember exactly how long, but it was a while back.
Okay.
That had cooked up numbers and false assumptions.
Right.
So, and it's been proven as absolutely 100% wrong. Vaccines do not cause autism.
Right. And they have said it time and time again. Even they're still saying it. And yet they still keep on going with, oh, vaccinations cause autism. And it's like, oh, my God, get off that train already.
Yeah. So some of the comments are on there are pretty wicked.
Okay.
Here's one. I'm so glad that I'm not the only one who thought this. I was like, why in the world was everyone celebrating this? Normalize autism. It's not normal. It's cruel that vax companies help cause this, and then, oh, this is normal.
Okay, first of all, I just thought of something while you were talking. The fact that, first of all these adults are ignoring the children that Sesame Street is trying to address. All they give a crap about is, oh, don't get your kid vaccinated. This is the only horse they're riding here, when what Sesame Street is doing is trying to show the beauty that even autism kids have. And,
right.
And that they can be like other kids. You don't have to ostracize them. But all these damn selfish freaking adults can do is sit here and say, don't get your kid vaccinated. This is promoting vaccination, blah, blah, blah. But they're ignoring the child itself.
Right.
I mean, well, Sesame Street's not out there for the vaccination. They're out there for the kid.
Right. So there was a father who tried to talk reason with these folks.
Oh, okay.
The father of a boy with Asperger's. And he pointed out that the character was intended to help other children better understand children they might meet who have autism.
Right.
But he was just completely destroyed. They just shouted him down all over it.
Because from the ones I've seen, they're not very nice.
Right. Here's some more.
Of course there is.
In the name of vaccine science, they actively altered data to eliminate the statistical link between vaccines and autism in African-American boys, thereby condemning millions of young black babies to a life of permanent neurological damage. Black lives don't matter to the vaccine industry. This is Adams, the first guy.
Now they're combining two things.
Right.
This is great.
Oh, he gets one more. I got to get one more in.
Okay.
He also complained that another Sesame Street character, Elmo, has been exploited as a literal puppet for the vaccine industry.
What?
Well, they use him to tell kids to get vaccines. And they've shown him getting a vaccine.
Right. Uh-huh.
Right.
They're showing little kids that it's okay and don't be afraid.
It doesn't hurt. What, right.
They're there for the kids. My God, take the political mumbo jumbo, don't get vaccinated, get vaccinated crap out of it.
Yeah, I am so tired of these anti-vax idiots.
I am so tired of them being so selfish and not, you know, getting the point that, you know, it's about the kids. It's not about their little quarrels as adults back and forth.
I agree. I mean, it's ridiculous. I actually have called anti-vaxxers who go around talking to the country just liar straight to their face, because that's what they're doing. Because once I've given them the information and they continue to spout the misinformation,
right. And the fact that you're giving liars. Them facts, right. I mean, and you know what's ironic is, you know, they don't get vaccinated, their children vaccinated, and then they're shocked and awed when their kid gets sick. Or the fact that you get a child out there who cannot be vaccinated for a certain something,
yeah,
for medical reasons. And because their child isn't vaccinated, it passes it on to the children,
right. it,
who medically can't, right, do it.
It weakens
the link. It puts their lives in danger.
Right. It puts other people's lives in danger.
Yes. And
that's why this is so scary.
And they need to get off the autism horse. Oh, my God. You're going to beat it to death.
I know.
It's frustrating, and it just needs to die already.
I agree.
I am an old man. Most people hate me, but I don't like them either, so that makes it all even.
And there we go. We have the Potter Award this week. The Mr. Potter Award.
Yes, I like Mr. Potter Award. Thank you.
Oddly enough, we're going back to Maine.
Oh, okay.
So that's two for Maine.
Yeah, are we keeping score?
No. So, and we're going with someone a little bigger than usual.
Okay.
Governor. Yeah, I'm speaking in tongues, too.
You just cannot do that.
Governor Paul LePage.
Okay.
So at a town hall meeting in Auburn on Wednesday night, Governor Paul LePage once again lashed out against the Question One, a citizen initiative to increase election transparency and strengthen Maine's Clean Elections Act.
Okay.
He's talking about allowing the act, as far as I understand it, allows budgeting through the legislature.
Right.
So let's hear what he has to say about that.
Okay.
This is what the law says, up to $1 million. Now, the legislature is going to have to fund it. But that's like giving my wife my checkbook.
Seriously.
I'm telling you, it's giving your wife a checkbook. Go spend. Because it's the legislature that's going to decide if there's 20.
Okay.
All right, he's a prick.
But you should never give your wife the checkbook.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Yeah, that wasn't derogatory at all.
Oh, that's kind of par for LePage's politics.
And, okay, you just keep going.
Okay. He also blackmailed a charter school, threatening to withhold funding if they did not, if they hired former Democratic House Speaker Mark Eaves.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't that illegal?
Well, technically.
I'm going to blackmail you if you don't do what I say.
Well, he didn't say blackmail.
Okay,
he said he was going to pull funding.
Threatening, whatever.
Yeah. LePage has acknowledged that he threatened to withhold more than $500,000 from Goodwill Hinckley, which would have cost the school an additional $2 million in private funds.
He's sweet.
So Goodwill Hinckley is a charter school, which I'm not in favor of charter schools to begin with, but...
Right.
His deal was Mark Eaves voted against charter schools, and he doesn't think that someone who voted against charter schools should be in charge of a charter school.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So he threatened to pull the money out of a school that actually needed the money.
Right. So he's sweet.
Yeah. So Republican Tom Saviello, I think his name, said LePage took partisan politics to, quote, a new... dark level.
He said a new dark level?
Yes. And GOP senator, one of his own, Roger Katz, called his actions personal, angry, and vindictive. So this is ridiculous that he would do something like that because he has a personal grudge against Mark Eaves.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Can we not be professional?
No.
I mean, you do not bring your personal to work. Personal anything, for that matter.
Oh, I know.
But, God, I swear... I mean, just be professional and grow up.
Yeah. It gets worse.
Of course.
Not the scariest thing he's done or probably will do.
Yes.
So last week, he appointed Bill Beardsley as Maine's acting education commissioner for the next 6 months and will possibly try to get him as permanent.
Okay. Now.
So the last one, they had to replace the last one.
Right.
Okay. Beardsley thinks creationism should be taught in schools.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
In fact, both LePage and Beardsley had a debate on that during the 2010 election.
What, teaching creationism, yes, in school? They're
both for it.
Which is why he chose him.
Right. When asked, do you believe in creationism and do you think it should be taught in Maine public schools? LePage impressively backed up his creationist belief, saying, I would say intelligence, the more education you have, the more knowledge you have, the better person you are, and I would believe yes and yes.
Oh, okay.
Beardsley simply replied, I would teach creationism. So this guy is going to run the Department of Education for Maine, and he wants to inject creationism into school.
Right. Exactly.
And I think we have a quote on the page.
Do you?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
During the Republican primary, you said yes and yes to the questions, do you believe in creationism, and do you believe it should be taught in public schools? I was wondering if you still believe that it should be taught in public schools, and if so, I was wondering what steps you're taking to start that.
Okay. So there's a clear, in fact, somebody gave me a book yesterday, Creationism and Evolutionism, and what difference does it make? Because, and the point of the book is this. Do I believe it should be taught in schools? Yes. And the reason I believe it should be taught in schools is very simply this. Knowledge is power. Information is knowledge, and knowledge is power. The more knowledge, the more information you gather, the better decisions you make later on in life. Therefore, I don't think that because you disagree with it, it ought not to be taught. So I will, yes, pushing to have it taught. The likelihood of it passing the state of Maine legislature is not good. So, what we can do to do that is our charter schools, magnet schools, special schools, and give them the right to do whatever they want.
So we come full circle.
Yeah, obviously.
So he is endorsing putting this into charter schools, but the one place he doesn't want Democrats to be is in charter schools.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's convenient.
Yeah. So you can see now.
Well, I just, backing up a little, I love how he says more knowledge is power. If your knowledge is incorrect knowledge, that does not make it more powerful.
I agree.
You could keep learning the wrong thing over and over again, and, you know, you're still going to come out with the wrong answer.
Right. I certainly agree with that.
I mean, knowledge is power if you're absorbing knowledge that has facts and you know, things that are truthful and proven and whatnot. But when you continue to, you know, absorb knowledge that's saying that we can breathe underwater just fine, and, you know, you're studying it and learning it, doesn't make it so.
No,
I mean, come not on.
Hardly.
So, he's trying to sound, you know, smart and, you know, make sense. And, you know, this is why we should have it all inclusive in school, blah, blah, blah.
Well, he realizes that he's not going to get it in regular public schools.
Well, of course, because he knows he's wrong.
Right. And so he's going to try and push it in charter schools, which is, this is part of why I'm against charter schools. Because right. There's no oversight.
Right.
There's no public oversight of charter schools. And they just get money from the state.
Yeah.
And they can teach. And like you said, they can teach pretty much whatever they want.
And yes, I'm very against being able to, having places that can go against what laws and requirements are. It's the same thing with religious exemptions in, say, childcare. I mean, if you stick your child in a religious daycare center, they don't have to have fire inspections. They don't have to have health inspections.
I know.
They can do what they want, when they want. And a lot of parents probably don't realize that they could be taking their children to a place that's completely unsafe.
Yeah.
But since there's no laws or regulations, they are free to do what they want, when they want, behind closed doors, however they want, with your kids.
Right. Now, I have no problem with people sending their kids to private schools and teaching them what they want in their private schools. But guess what? I don't want government money paying for that.
Exactly. It's private. That's why
it's called private school.
No, I agree with that completely, but I'm still against the whole religious, you know, they can get away with not having to follow the laws and the rules of the way things work. And
I
that's a whole nother story, but I think it's complete and total crap that they're not required to follow the same thing that everyone else is required to follow.
Oh, I know.
It's such BS.
But that's why Paula Page has earned this week's Potter Award.
I think so.
That's all the yakking we have for you tonight. Join us again next week as we resume the assault against your eardrums.
If you can't seem to get enough of us, check out our Twitter, Facebook, and Google+. If you like what you hear, drop by our Patreon page and help support the show. Then head on over to Stitcher or iTunes and leave us that coveted 5-star review.
Secular Yakking is sponsored by the Humanists of North Puget Sound.
The views expressed are those of the host and not those of HMPS or its board.
All audio for this episode was used under the Creative Commons license.
And remember, the government of the United States of America is not in any sense founded on the Christian religion.